The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol, America's leader for a close shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. Super Tuesday ends with a definitive maybe. In fact, I'm afraid we're going to have to call it Barely Adequate Tuesday. More after this from Charlie. Mitt Romney wins six states, including Ohio. Rick Santorum loses Ohio, but not by much, and wins three states. So it's over, right? Somebody say it's over.
This is a party that has simply not yet made up its mind.
Bob Schieffer says it's not over. What about Larry Sabato, University of Virginia? Larry, say it's over.
The race goes on.
Okay, so Santorum stays in. But what about Newt Gingrich? He won his home state, but that was it. Why continue? Even he is not that masochistic.
I think he's determined to stay in because he's convinced himself that at some point Santorum is the one who's going to run out of money, run out of steam, and then once Santorum gets out, Gingrich will inherit all the non-Romney support and will have his third Lazarus act.
This is crazy. Who rises from the dead three times? Is Mitt Romney so unattractive that Republicans would prefer a warmed-over corpse?
I keep hearing Republicans say, we did this 4 years ago. The establishment said we had to back John McCain, the more moderate candidate. He was the only one who could win, and he lost. And this time, we're not doing it again.
Now there you have it. But who are they waiting for? Wait a minute. Dateline Columbus, Ohio. Samuel Wurzelbacher, who gained the nickname Joe the Plumber in 2008 when he said Barack Obama's tax plans would end his dreams of opening his own plumbing business, has won the GOP nomination in Ohio's 9th Congressional District.
Our politicians up on the Hill, Republicans or Democrats, don't give a rip about you, and that's the bottom line right there.
That's
true. He's a true conservative. Anything can happen. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.